everyone. It's Roberta.
And this is Ryan, and this is the Midweek News.
On Art Blog Radio.
Well, welcome to September.
Yeah, really.
Into September. We are getting going.
Yeah.
Fall might be in the air. This is very exciting.
So is ragweed. So is ragweed. I want to say.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Sneezing, coughing, runny nose, etc. We're at peak ragweed at the moment, folks. So take shelter.
I feel it. I got this elephant skin happening around my eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
Just the worst.
Yes.
Oh, this next 3 weeks is just a difficult time for breathing.
Yeah. So anyway, since we're just sort of meandering around in our thoughts, I'm going to tell you what I came up with this week as something odd. Remember when I told you the New York Times was on a tear about, I forget what it was, cleaning your ears? Didn't we talk about that one time?
Uh-huh. Yeah, gross.
There are all these stories in the New York Times, you know, they try to be your best friend forever on any possible subject. So how to clean your ears. Why should you clean your ears? Blah, blah, blah. Tools for cleaning your ears. Well, I just saw in the front page today that there's a baby walrus that has been rescued. A newborn calf was found without its pack. Apparently, something happened to the mom and the pack ran off. And there's this baby dehydrated, several weeks old and malnourished, et cetera, 65 pounds only. That's really small for a walrus. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the full grown female would be 2,700 pounds, I read. Wow. Anyway, they're resuscitating and cuddling. Apparently, walruses are very cuddly. They love to cuddle in packs for warmth. They just kind of snuggle up against each other. And so I went and just Googled up New York Times walrus. And what did I find? There are 10 walrus stories on the New York Times between 2015 and today. Huh. They just really want to tell you about walruses.
Okay.
So yeah, there have been walruses and they're generally found around the Arctic Circle somewhere off Alaska. And then what do they do with them? They resuscitate them as best they can. People, veterinarians come in from all over the country. I guess there's a walnut alert. Like there's, what do you call it? The Megan alert for the missing children. There
Amber?
Must be a Amber alert. Yes. There's a walrus alert. And yes, there have been walruses that have wound up in New York, have been jet-setted to New York and are in the, I don't know what aquarium New York has, but they're in some aquarium there. Anyway, just a small tidbit about how the New York Times wants to be your best friend, all you animal lovers out there, like me. So I read that walrus story and I went, aw, aw. They showed a picture of a veterinarian cuddling with this little walrus calf. It was very sweet.
That's nice. I thought this was going to go into like ear cleaning walruses moment. I'm like, this is going to get gross. I was just waiting for it to get gross. But yeah, cute cuddly walrus. That sounds like a good story.
I guess we should get serious for a moment. Talk about the news.
Yes.
All right. Well, I have three things that I want to talk about today. And I got them all on Instagram. I want to say that Instagram is a really good facilitator of information. Also crap, of course, but there is information there if you happen to be really focused on your news stream. So first off, I want to say that Sonia Sanchez, a really wonderful Philadelphia poet, turned 90 years old, and the Barnes Foundation apparently threw her a party. And so there was a very sweet reel on Instagram of this party with Sonia Sanchez and Ursula Rucker and all of the poets and poet laureates and whatnot and supporters of Sonia. And I thought, bravo, Sonia Sanchez. She's been an activist and a voice for her community for so long. It's great to see her celebrate 90 years. Second, and this is really a head switch. So Photo Lounge, which has been a supporter of Art Blog, we should say that just for the facts. We like them. And I have been sort of asleep at the wheel and did not realize that they had a gallery. So they have a gallery now, people. It's called PL Photo Lounge 130 Gallery. And it started in 2021. And right now they have a show up called Travel Logs, kind of a play on travelogue. And it's photo pictures, kind of what you did, where you went. And they're not framed. Every photo is printed there. They're a printing service, printing film and developing and enlarging and all that kind of stuff. And they don't frame them, but they're on the wall. They're for sale. It sounds like a really good show to go to. And it's up now through mid-September. So I wanted to mention that and give them a shout out. Photo Lounge is on South 17th Street in Center City. Finally, another gallery thing is Blah Blah Gallery has an open call for its juried curated show. The deadline is November 1st. They're looking for emerging and mid-career women and non-binary artists. Blah Blah, to remind everybody, is a woman and non-binary artist only gallery. So that's what Megan Gilardi, there's an interview on Art Blog with Megan Gilardi, who founded the gallery, and she's very pro what she's doing. She has a mission to support this population. So they're looking for, you know, work in any medium. And there are two jurors for the show. I didn't write the names down, but we'll put that into the transcript so you can know who the jurors are. Those are my three for today. Brian, what do you got?
So Connect has a lot of things going on as well. And my three this week are really going to be focused around First Friday. Paradigm has an opening that's happening this Friday. And there's a few other shows that are happening. The Pie Galleries there. I know I mentioned that one before. That's a little bit off. So I'd like to see that one happen again. And Arch Enemy is always a lot of fun. If you haven't been to Arch Enemy and seen something a little bit different, that's also a good one to see. First Friday, they have some new shows coming this Friday. And always have a theater performance kind of shout out. This starts September 4th. This is On Buried Ground. This is that Neighborhood House. Mm-hmm. And this is a show that I'd like to see. This is running from September 4th to September 14th. You can find tickets through Art Blog Connect, through the links. And that is my theater call that I'd like to see. If that looks interesting. And if you see it, let me know what you think of it. I'd love to hear some of your feedback on it. Tickets are available now. And that's going to be at 20 North American Street on Buried Ground. So those are my three things. So First Friday, a couple events, and then my theater pick of the week.
We have a really good post up on Art Blog this morning by Janice Denise Glasper. Janice is a very passionate writer of essays and commentary about her community, Black women, and the Black community in general. And also she's a PAFA graduate. She did a post baccalaureate there and an MFA. And she talked to some of her teachers and mentors, rounded up the interviews, and wrote some passionate commentary on the future of PAFA. And I think you should check it out and see what you think. Janice is a very thoughtful writer, and I'm very happy to have her voice on Art Blog. So, and we have other good content coming up. We have Joyce Chung, who is the curator at Asian Arts Initiative, who will be writing about Rachel Hsu, whose work debuted at the Association for Public Art on the Parkway. All right. So what do you want to go out on?
A high note.
Okay. Do you have one to provide? I'm not sure I have one to provide.
Yeah. So I went on this ride in Delaware County. And it was 35 miles is the loop. So it's a nice, not too hard, not too fast, not too difficult, but just enough to make you feel good that you did it. You accomplished the thing.
And you were with some people, right? You don't bike 35 miles alone, do you?
Well, sure. But biking is more fun to get as a group, right? Yes. That's kind of the whole point. Doing things with friends is always more fun than doing things by yourself. Well,
I don't know.
Most occasions. Yeah, I was thinking that. there's a caveat to that. Wow, hold on a second now. Private personal time really can be restorative.
Beneficial.
Oh, yes. So I don't mean to oversell the individual time. But yeah, cycling is certainly a fun social event when that comes up. So there were six of us. And had a nice ride. And, you know, my kids were coming back on last night, Labor Day evening. And so I was excited and I want to get them some fun. You know, usually I give them like some fun, special snacky things or some fun, funky Japanese drinks that are fun. Cause those are always like, you can't read the label and you don't know what you're going to get. And you're always
surprised by the flavors. You might not get those in Michigan.
But you could, but they live so far out in the country that not there. In other spots in Michigan, I'm sure, but not where they are. You know, I'm sure in Ann Arbor, Detroit, you could come up with something like that, but not where they are. So I went on this bike ride and then Sunday morning, get up and get going and, you know, looking around like, where's my wallet? Can't find it anywhere. So then I texted the group and I said, hey, has anybody seen my wallet? Which is usually dread. And you know, the answer is going to be no. No one.
Yes.
If someone found it, they would have already told you. Mm-hmm. So I asked someone to check their spot. And then my other friend's like, you know, I'll look in my yard where we were hanging out. So I ended up going back to his house, looking in his yard with him. And I'm like, I don't see it either. Mm-hmm. And then we made a list of the four spots that we stopped along the route.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Retrace my steps, and then there was one spot in media that I remember I pulled over right after a snack stop. I had to restop because I had not zipped my bag. So I'm like, if it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be in this section. So I thought for sure this is the area. So I decided I would walk down, and it's just a forested, heavily leafed, tiny little road that leads to a creek that just kind of dead ends and. There really isn't anything, just a handful of houses that are on this tree-lined, overgrown area. It's beautiful, like I would live there, but it's a terrible place to look for a wallet. And then makes matters worse is my wallet is green and then has mushroom images all over it. So it looks like the earth. you're not going to find it in the bunch of leaves. And so I'm looking and I go up and I go back and I go up and I go back and I can't find anything. And then I go to the third stop and the fourth stop and nothing. So I've just resigned myself that this is lost and that's that. So, you know, it's an annoyance, a perturbance, but you move on. It's cancel your credit cards, reorder your driver's license and your insurance cards. And it's the hassle, it's the frustration. I like the wallet, but, you know, that's the way it goes. And so, you know, yesterday, you know, Labor Day comes up. So I thought I would at least check my emails and see what's happening because, you know, it's your day off. So you might as well.
Right. I did a lot of work yesterday.
So I was looking at my email and this guy, Bob, says, hey, I think I found your wallet. And I'm like, what? How is this possible, Bob?
So I don't know, Bob. This is a stranger. How did he get your email?
Right. So, and my work email. So I emailed him back and he's like an electrician or a contractor. So he had his like direct line and office line. So I called his direct line. And so his direct line is to like his work cell phone. So I left a message and I said, hey, Bob, this is Ryan. I think you found my wallet. And I'm looking for my wallet. And so 20 minutes later, he calls me back on his personal cell phone and says, yeah, I think I found your wallet. And he says, well, the story is I didn't actually find your wallet. I saw a bunch of credit cards laying on the road. And that was really unusual. He says, I saw one and I thought, well, someone just threw out some trash. And then I saw another one and another one. And then I saw your ID. And then I thought he put it all together. Like this was clearly a bigger package. And then he followed that trail. And there's my wallet, a mushroom covered wallet in a leafed mushroom covered street, and collected all of the things, put it all back together for me. And then sent me, you know, he gave it to his son and said, hey, can you look this person up? He found me on the art blog, sent me an email.
Oh, yay, art blog.
Yay, art blog. Sent me an email And let's see. Yesterday, he's like, let's go meet in media. So I don't usually go to media, and this weekend I've been there three times. So picked up my wallet. I'd already canceled my credit card. So I'm like, oh, this is useless. But, you know, at least that's free. So it really didn't cost me anything to get. And everything was there. Like my $28 in cash still in my wallet and whatever
That's
else.
So weird. It must have taken a tumble to make the credit cards jump out of the wallet and the ID.
Yeah. And you think I would have noticed, like, it's in my bar bag right in front of me.
Yeah.
You think it would have made some noise or a ka-thunk or a ka-splat of some kind, but nope. Like, I wasn't going very fast at that point, right? I was very calm, easy, get going. But there's a couple speed humps on that road.
Oh.
And I guess that must have been the thing that triggered. And I have everything else, like all my snacks are still in there. My first aid kit, my tube tire patch repair kit. This is like the only thing that fell out. I was like, how is that the one thing?
Oh my
I would have
gosh.
Traded you some other things.
Wow. So, but you have a good Samaritan in media. That's the good news.
Bob.
That's
yes.
really great. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. So I'll have to put Bob in the show notes. So if you need a contractor or an electrician, I forget what he does now, but I'll put him in the show notes. I said, is there any way to repay you? He's like, oh no, it's karma. Goes around, comes around. He had lost his wallet in a hotel and someone had found it and returned it to him magically. But this is, the funny thing is, this is my second time this year of these kind of wild things. This is like getting hit by lightning, but twice. Because I told you about my kayaking event.
No, I haven't heard about that.
I didn't share that story? Oh my goodness.
No.
All right, well, this one will be fast. Okay. So my son and I went kayaking on the Platte River in Michigan. So not the one in Nebraska, but the one in Michigan. It's a very popular tubing, kayaking, canoeing spot for people coming out for the weekend or whatever. It's a really great spot for it. Salmon Run, that's where we had, my oldest and I had done the fish hatcheries on that river.
Yeah.
And so my youngest and I went kayaking and we decided where we're going to go in and we put in and then we started going. And so we're in the kayak and I realized one of my backup clothes is in front of me. It's getting a little bit wet. So I grab my pants and to put it behind my seat. And in my pants are my car keys. And as I grab my pants, lift it over my head to throw it behind me, in the dry space in the kayak, the keys, I literally watched them fly out of the kayak into this river, And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. How is this possible?
Oh, God.
And so I'm like, oh my goodness, Reese, we have to stop. The keys just flew out of the kayak. So I jump out and it's, shoulder depth. And I'm like, I've got to feel for my keys because I'm in Michigan and I have a backup set, but they're in Philly. I'm like, oh my God, this is just so difficult. So I'm looking, couldn't find them. All right. So maybe they float. Maybe they don't float. So I'm playing the scenarios. Like, where should I look? I'm feeling around. Some sections
float.
Go.
So like, when would car keys float?
Because I have a little plastic dongle piece on them. So I thought maybe this 3D printed piece would help it float. Maybe they would just like super sink. I didn't know, but you're kind of in a panic. You're kind of looking for everything. So I spent an hour and 15 minutes scouring up and back because some sections you could see pretty clearly, even that depth. And then some sections were too mucky, murky to see anything. And then, some people would come by, tubers like, oh no, that's so terrible news. You've lost your keys. Like, yep, thanks. Thanks so much. See you later. A lot of drunk people on the tubes, which I appreciate what you're doing. It's just not very supportive. And then after about an hour and a half, I'm getting pretty low morale. Like I'm internalizing not packing it in, but it's probably time to pack it in. And this another group of tubers comes by and like, oh, what'd you lose? I'm like, yeah, I lost my keys. Oh, that's terrible news. And then three guys jump out of their tubes. I'm like, oh, we'll help you look. I'm like, awesome. Finally, some people. And within 5 minutes, the guy pulls up my keys out of the bottom of the river and goes, are these them?
Like there would be other keys down
like,
there.
Yeah. Like what were the other, what's in your other hand? It's my wallet again. So lightning has struck me twice this year. Like there's no way you're going to find keys at the bottom of a river.
Wow.
How? And then my wallet just magically, it's been a wild summer for me.
I think you're operating under a star of some sort that is allowing all this magic. That's really great. What stories?
Anyway, nothing but happy ending. And so he goes, you know, he's like, oh, well, here's your keys, but I don't think your fob's going to work anymore. Like, yeah, you know, that's like the worst, you know, yes, the least of my problems. I can, yes, start my car without it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yes. So we finish our kayaking. I run back to the car and it behaves like nothing has ever happened. Like, are you kidding me? How am I this lucky? I love it. I mean, I don't want to overstate it or whatever, but.
Or jinx it for the future.
That's right. I mean,
you're on a roll, yes, here. Let's keep it going.
I know. So anyway, I still look both ways before I cross the road. So let's not get out of control.
Yeah, but really. You can't just let go of everything.
I am extremely grateful for the luck and generosity of the universe and karma and whatever's happening for me. I do
appreciate
it. Karma
is really great when you get it. I haven't had any really bad experiences losing a wallet or anything like that, or keys. Just the usual, you misplace them in the house and then you go crazy looking for them and you are hyperventilating and then they show up in your back pocket, you know, that you've been carrying them with you all along or whatever. But I do tend to walk down the street and find money. I don't know about, wow, you, but I have money, dollar bill karma, not a lot of money. And I think I passed it on to my oldest daughter because when she was, I don't know, maybe 8 years old, we were on a trip to Washington, D.C., and we were in Union Station having a snack of some sort sitting at a table. And she's looking around and bopping up and down as kids do at that age. And she comes back, she reaches over, comes back, and she's got a wad of dollar bills in her hand. Like a huge wad of dollar bills. And my husband takes them and counts them up, and there's like 40 bucks.
Oh, wow.
40 bucks. Now, what are you going to do? And of course, my son, who was their younger brother to Una, says, well, we're going to split it between Una and me, right? The wisdom of a 6-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And my husband, the wisdom of a father, says, no, she found it. It's hers. And that's all I remember. And I don't really remember the outcome of, you know, they're still good friends to this day, my daughter and son. But I don't know, money finding.
Yeah.
It's another karma, but it's really a minor karma.
Any good karma, don't look a gift karma in the mouth. And we have our art market that is coming up in a little over a month.
Or yes.
Just a little over a month. So yes, that's exciting. We're ramping up there as well. So fall is going to be a big, fun time for us as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will indeed. Yeah. And shout out to Ulysses Books and to Partners in Sun, who will be tabling at our art market along with Art Blog. We're going to be podcasting out of that art market table. So come on in if you want and participate in our podcast. We need it. Anyway, I guess that's it for me, Ryan. I'll say thank you, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye. It's Roberta.
Thanks, everyone. And this is Ryan. And this has been the Midweek News on Art Blog Radio. Bye-bye.
See you next time.